Masconomic girls basketball coach Bob Romeo is here with us. And Bob, what are you looking for this year at for Masco?
Well, we've got a fairly young team this year. We're basically a junior team with a bunch of juniors. If anything, starting the season, we're probably lacking a little bit of game experience. So it's going to be a growing process. Has been in the preseason. We expect it to be certainly in the first quarter of the season, game-wise. Just getting used to playing at the varsity level, the varsity speed, and playing together as a unit. So there's a lot of adjustments for a lot of kids.
Just what do you have for the first week coming up?
We open with a very good North Reading team. They have a new coach this year. Bobby Melillo took over coaching them. They have the formidable 6'6", Jess Lazon at center, which is a challenge in itself. And I know he's got some pretty good guards and shooters around her, and they're going to be a big challenge for us. Then we go to Triton game two, and Dan Boyle turned that program around last year, and they're going to be tough up in their gym. So we're right out of the gate with two real tough games.
Well, who are the key players that you're counting on, Bob?
For us this year, it'll be our returning two forwards, Steph Minnie and Grace Fahey, and senior guard Ashley DeLucia. And then we've got that inexperienced group that I kind of referenced at the beginning here. A couple of guards they're coming along, and the quicker they grow up, the quicker we're going to become a better team.
Well, if you have a nucleus of, let's say, three, and you have some young players around them, you get some energy off of that. That can work for you, but it's going to take time, like you said, to make that work.
It takes time because in this sport, it really is we don't run a three-person offense. We run kind of a five-person offense. And
is that right? I like that.
Well, I mean, and you can adjust things to kind of just play a lot of two-on-two basketball, but you know, not really changing the systems per se. It's more just trying to get kids to understand what we're doing.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring out a good point, though, but you've had such great teams there. You know, there are teams, I'm sure, that don't use five players on offense, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and we have. We've been very fortunate in the last whatever number of years that I've been here. We've had players that could play every position on the court, you know, five talented kids out there at the same time. And we're trying to just continue that, but it's a work in progress.
Hey, last question. How about a follow-up on any former players that you have? Have you heard from anybody? Anybody making any news out there?
Yeah, a couple, actually. Brooke Stewart's a senior now down at William & Mary. They're off to a great start. They're, like, going into today's game, they're 7-1. They just knocked off Clemson, which is an ACC team. Hannah Kiernan, who's a sophomore over at Endicott, is off to a great start with them. She just played all 40 minutes of their game the other night. She's off to a really good start. So those two in particular are playing. And then the Nason sisters up at Bates. We got Chelsea, who's a senior, and Lexi, who's a sophomore. They're both playing a lot for Bates up there.
Great. Well, Bob, good talking with you, and best of luck this season.
Okay, thank you.
Bob Romeo, head basketball coach at Masconomet High School on MSONewsSports.com.